This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom.
Thank God.
We are so grateful for this great door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you with the word of God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God. We are established in Jesus' name. His name is the word of God. And I'm grateful for leadership that stood for the commandments of God, preached, taught holiness. They are going on with God, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. So many love to quote the scripture, how Jesus said, take up the cross and follow me. And I love that scripture also. These are the teachings of Jesus. But he taught many things, and one of the main things he taught was the commandments of God. And I want to focus on the teachings of Jesus, what he commanded. Our Deacon Darrell wrote this song, according to thy commandment. And our Elder Batiste is going to sing that for us. Deacon, thank God. commandments. This time, we want our Deacon Deborah to make our announcements. Listen closely. Maybe you're trying to get in contact with us. We've had some remarks from the station, and we'd like for you to contact us. 425 Laconia Boulevard in Los Angeles. What is the zip code here? 90061. 90061. USA. That's beautiful. Thank God for you, Deacon.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day that we are with you. Glad to be with you. All that hear my voice, it's he that hath an ear to hear. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Now, one of the key things in hearing is to understand. In Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. So if you want to understand God, if you want to be able to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, keep God's commandments, because that is the teaching of God. That is the teaching of Jesus. Let's go there. Matthew 28 and 16. We come on broadcast here, and every time we open this door or step into this door of utterance, it's about God's word. Yes. Maybe one may say, well, all you talk about is those commandments. Every preacher should be preaching God's commandments, because that is God's word. That is why we're gathered together. Whenever we're gathered, it's to hear God's word. Now, all you have to do is substitute that and say to hear God's commandments. It's the same thing. Because that is the teaching of Jesus. Matthew 28 and 16. Before we get deep into that, just a couple of observances we want to observe here in what the scripture is saying. Matthew 28 and 16. What does it say?
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
Now, this is where they were appointed their office, in the height of the Spirit. And that is one of the problems with so many that ran and say that God sent them, and God did not send them. And that's why so many do not understand God's word, because they haven't been appointed. And one of the key things when God sends his anointed, they are appointed in the mountain. Yes. That's where God's commandments were given. Yes. Let's go to Exodus. We're going to come back here. Mm-hmm. But all of God's anointed are appointed in the height of God's Spirit. And when you get into the height of God's Spirit, mm-hmm. you are given the commandments of God, the Word of God. Yes. This is why so many say they're preaching the Word and don't know the word is the commandment. That's because they haven't been appointed by God in the height of the Spirit, which would mean somebody that has God and has the charge appointed you. It's got to be by God, by the Spirit of God, or you don't have the true charge. And I understand that many have received their charge from traditions of men. That's not God necessarily. Exodus 3 and 1, what does it say?
Exodus 3.
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God.
Even to Horeb.
That's the height of God, the mountain.
Yes.
We may not be in a natural mountain today, but wherever the mountain of God is, the commandments are given.
Yes.
Because God gave Moses the commandments in the mountain.
Yes.
And it was brought down to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does the 11th verse say?
Mm-hmm. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?
God's anointed deals with the devil and his works. That's what we fight here. Not flesh and blood, but principalities.
Yes.
And it's behind the works of Pharaoh that hold people in bondage, in sin. What?
And he said, certainly, I will be with thee.
Moses, certainly, I will be with thee. What?
And this shall be a token.
Now, this is a token unto thee.
Unto
other words, unto any leader that God sends. Because Moses was the model preacher.
Yes.
What?
That I have sent thee.
What?
When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt,
what?
Ye shall serve God upon this mountain.
Serving God in the height of the Spirit, you must have the commandments that were given unto Moses.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to Isaiah 2. We love Isaiah,
yes,
as well as Brother Tim, Brother Ezekiel,
yes,
Brother Isaiah, we just love them.
Yes.
And when we leave here, we will be with them.
Yes. Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes.
I'm with them right now,
yes,
in the scripture.
All right.
With the word they bring, I'm yet with them.
Yes.
Because
yes,
that word that they brought is God.
Yes, it is.
2:2, Isaiah, what does it say?
And it shall come to pass in the last days,
what?
That the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain.
So God's anointed are styled as mountains.
Yes.
But you've got to be established by a mountain, in the mountain, mm-hmm, by someone that has the Spirit,
yes,
and the knowledge,
yes,
the commandments. What?
And shall be exalted above the hills.
What?
And all nations.
That's no respect of persons. Whosoever will, all nations, what?
Shall flow unto it.
And what?
And many people shall go and
not
say,
everybody, but many, mm-hmm, people
shall go and say,
what?
Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord.
So when you go to the mountain of the Lord, it's like unto going unto Samuel.
Yes.
Samuel was the mountain of the Lord.
Yes.
And Saul was trying to find his father's asses,
mm-hmm,
and he had to go to the mountain to get it,
yes,
to get the knowledge.
Yes.
By going there, God had something for him to do.
Yes.
Read.
To the house of the God of Jacob.
That's the house that God is talking about. Going to those that have God.
Yes.
What?
And he will teach us of his ways.
Now, God is going to teach us about his ways. Now, remember,
beautiful,
God is the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord have ways that did not change because he took on flesh. Okay. They're the same.
Yes.
He's going to teach us of his ways. What?
And we will walk in his paths.
We're going to walk in his paths. What?
For out of Zion.
Now that's the church. Out of Zion, the church, what?
Shall go forth the law.
That law is going forth today.
Yes, it
yes
is.
Any preacher don't have the law of God, you are not established by God. And God did not send you. What?
And the word of the Lord.
Because the law and the word is the same.
From Jerusalem.
And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
This is what you bring from the mountain.
Yes.
The law.
Yes.
God's word. The commandments.
Yes.
It's all the same.
It is.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Philippians 2:5. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I'm glad for the word. I hope there's some out there saying amen. I hope so. If not, you may not say us, hear us saying amen over here, which you might, but we'd like to just thank God for what he has given us. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Philippians 2:5, what does it say?
Let this mind be in you.
Now you've got to let this be in you, Don't let these jackleg preachers tell you you cannot live holy. That's the mind of Christ. Don't let ones tell you that you cannot but help sin. That's not Christ, the mind of Christ, because the Lord said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. The Lord said, with men, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So don't let anyone say, we couldn't keep those laws, those commandments. Then you're saying you cannot keep the word of God. With God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Let this mind be in you.
What?
Which was also in Christ Jesus.
Isn't that beautiful? So let's strive to have the mind of Christ. So let's talk about his mind. Go back to Matthew. Let's go right there again. Yeah. Matthew 28 and 19. Because God gave commandments through his anointed. And when the Lord took on flesh, his direction and charge changed not.
All right.
28 and 19, what does it
say? Go ye therefore.
Now he's giving a charge to those that he sent.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye therefore.
And teach all
so
nations.
So it's about teaching God's word.
Yes.
You read the 10 precepts, but you have to be taught them.
Yes.
Teach all nations. That's anyone, whosoever will.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just talking about a natural people, a natural Jew, all nations, whosoever will come and hear, whosoever will.
All right.
Teach all nations what?
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Now, the Father is not a name, it's a title. But the name of the Father is called the Word.
Yes.
And we also found out his name is called Jesus.
Yes.
What?
And of the Son.
Now, the Son's name is called Jesus. But he's also called the Word.
Yes.
What?
And of the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost, which is the Holy Spirit, is called Jesus. And he's also called the Word.
Yes.
And the Word and God is one.
All right.
Jesus said, I and my Father are one. So when you're being baptized in the teaching, in the Word, submerged in God's word, you're being baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And God expects us to perform his word.
Yes.
Because he would not put more on us than we were able to do. Yes. Than we were able to do. Read.
Teaching them to observe
all
things.
So it's all
things.
About teaching. Teaching them to observe
all things.
All things. What?
Whatsoever I have commanded
so
you.
So it's all about the commandments. What? God commanded, not ask you what you like to. It's what he commanded. And that's what anyone that God sends should be teaching.
Yes.
That beautiful? Go to St. John 14, 15.
Yes.
You see, the Lord said, if any man will, let him take up the cross and follow me. But he also said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Now, the cross is God's word also. But how many people know or believe that? Because he talked about bearing the cross, which is suffering. And God's word is a suffering if you will do it. Because it will kill sin.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? It will destroy the old man.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 14, 15. What does it say?
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
If ye love me,
keep
my commandments. Read that again. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. If ye love
me. Now that's a question. If
ye love me.
If you love me.
Keep my commandments.
Now wait a minute. How can one say, well, no one could keep those commandments. Then why is the Lord asking his anointed to teach this?
All right.
Why is God posing this question? If you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. Read the 21st verse.
Mm-hmm. He that hath my commandments.
Now we're talking about someone that's equipped to live for God.
Yes.
He that hath my word.
And
he that hath my commandments.
And
he that hath the laws of God.
Yes.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He that hath Jesus. on the inside. It's the same thing. He that hath God, he that hath righteousness, he that is holy. It's the same thing. He that hath my commandments, what?
And keepeth them.
Now, wait a minute. How could the Lord say it, he that hath them and keep them, if you couldn't do it? Why would he say that?
That's right. That's right.
How dumb is these preachers to tell you no one could keep those laws and those commandments? And Jesus said, he that hath them and keepeth them. That means it's the doing.
That's right.
You can do this.
Yes.
You can do this.
Yes.
He that hath my commandments, what?
And keepeth them.
What?
He it is that loveth me.
Well, let's say that again. I love that.
That's all right. Right.
That's right.
I believe Elder Batiste saying is according to the commandments.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
He that hath my commandments.
And keepeth them.
And keepeth them. Wait a minute. That means we can what?
We can keep
do
them.
Do it.
That's yes.
Right. Yes.
We can keep them.
Yes.
But wait a minute, somebody got to give it to you.
Right.
But the preachers won't give the people the commandments because in there it says, remember the Sabbath day,
right.
And more importantly, keep you live holy.
Yes.
And most teachers can't live holy because they don't have victory over that devil.
That's right.
But the Father said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world.
Right.
That beautiful?
Yes.
That's right.
He
that hath my commandments.
What?
And keepeth them.
What?
He it is that loveth
now me. Now that's the definition of one that loves God.
Yes.
The one that have the commandments and keep them, which means you can do this.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
He it is that loveth me. What?
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
That means the Father will love us.
Yes.
God will love us. Jesus loves us.
Yes.
What?
And I will love him. And will manifest myself to
you. So that would tell you that if you're not keeping God's commandments, he would not manifest himself to you.
That's right.
I believe that.
Yes.
How plain and simple is that?
That's
yes.
Right.
So if you're not a commandment keeper, believing that you can't keep God's commandments, God is not being manifested to you. Jesus is not being manifested to you, even though you think he is. He's not.
He's not.
Because if he was, you would make him a liar.
That's right.
Let God be true and every man a liar.
That's yes. Right.
And every man is a liar when you don't stay with God's word. He
that hath my commandments.
It's a passage you just read. I'm going to read it again. It's the word. He that hath my commandments. What?
And keep them.
And keep them. What?
He it is that loves me.
That's the one that loved me. That's what the Lord said. That's the teaching of Jesus.
Yes.
What?
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
Now the Father is going to love you. Father loved those that love him. He said, I love them that love me.
Yes.
He
that hath my commandments.
That hath my commandments.
And keepeth them.
And keepeth them. In other words, keep God's word, not having gods before God. Not taking his name in vain, not making any graven image, not forgetting the Sabbath day to keep it holy, honoring the father and thy mother, not killing, committing adultery, stealing, bearing false witness, not coveting, not killing. This is the one that loved me.
Yes, it is.
And what?
He it is that loveth me.
And what?
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
And what?
And I will love him and will manifest myself.
So now I'm going to manifest myself unto this one that is keeping my word. Read.
Judas saith unto him.
Now this Judas is not the one that betrayed him. What?
Not Iscariot, Lord. How is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the
listen
world?
Listen to what God is saying. So the world don't keep God's commandments.
No.
The world don't believe you can keep God's commandments. That's the world. Which is God's word. And it'll tell you that in the next verse or so. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to do this? Manifest yourselves unto us and not the world. What?
All right. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loves me.
Listen to the teaching of Jesus. If a man loves me.
He will keep my word.
He's going to keep my... Now, that's the commandments.
Yes.
He will keep my word. What is his word saying? If you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
And if you love God, he said, if a man love me, he will keep my word. What?
And my Father will love him.
What?
And we will come unto him.
What?
And make our
abode. Now you can say, I got the Holy Ghost.
Yes. All right.
But I'm keeping God's word, and God is abiding in my house.
All right.
I have the Holy Ghost with me. I have the Comforter. Because I'm keeping God's word. Not because I believe he died on the cross.
All right.
But because I'm keeping God's word.
Yes.
And God has found a temple to dwell in that is keeping his word. Because
yes,
God don't dwell in an unclean temple.
No,
that temple is cleaned up by you obeying God.
Yes.
Now God is abiding.
Yes.
It's called the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Read.
He that loveth me not.
Now we're talking about those that don't love God. This is God's teaching. This is the teaching of Jesus. He's defining those that do love him and those that don't.
Mm-hmm.
He that loveth me not. What?
Keepeth not my sayings.
Now wait a minute. As I say, so many say, no one could keep the commandments. That's the sayings of Jesus. But he's letting you know, he that keepeth not my sayings, what?
And the word which ye hear is not mine.
Because the Lord is saying, before he took on flesh, the word is God.
Yes.
It was with God. It was God. It is God.
Yes.
And he gave it to Moses to give to the people.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
It was given by Moses, but it came by God.
Right.
Because God, the Lord, is the author of it.
Yes.
He wrote them.
Yes.
But he gave it to Moses to give unto us.
Yes.
Read.
But the Father which sent me, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine,
what?
But the Father's which sent me.
So it's all about God that sent the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my Father gave me a commandment. 15th chapter, 15 and 10. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my
love. Well, wait a minute. Why would he say, if you keep my commandments, if we couldn't keep them? The commandments are 10 precepts. That's called God's word. If we could not keep them, why is he saying, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love? What?
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments.
It's the same word. He had 10 precepts he kept. What?
And abide in his love.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and 1. Let's go there. Isn't that beautiful? Because Moses...